Rich, 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. A new lead in the search for the killer of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson. As law enforcement sources tell ABC, a man in Altoona, Pennsylvania is being held for questioning and that he has a similar gun as the one that was used in the killing. ABC's Aaron Katursky says the weapon has been a focal point of the investigation.
It is a distinctive weapon. They think it may be a veterinary-type gun used on ranches and farms to put down an animal because it can fire a quiet shot with that long barrel. They don't think it had a separate screwed-in silencer. The magazine is in the grip. It's bolt action, so it has to be manually cycled, and he did show some proficiency with the weapon.
Moments ago in New York City, a jury acquitted Daniel Penny of criminally negligent homicide, finding the former Marine not guilty after deliberating for more than 24 hours across 5 days following the chokehold death of Jordan Neely on a subway car, and the Pentagon pausing operations of its troubled V-22 Osprey aircraft. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. If you missed out on Wisconsin's 9-day gun deer hunt season, the Department of Natural Resources still has some other hunting opportunities this month. There are still a couple days left in the muzzleloader season, which will end on Wednesday, before the statewide antlerless-only hunting season takes place from Thursday to Sunday. Select farmland zone units will also hold an antlerless-only holiday hunt from the 24th to January 1st. The archery and crossbow season is also still underway until January 5th or 31st, depending on your region. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers says he will not deploy National Guard troops to assist in President-elect Donald Trump's proposed plan to deport illegal immigrants. Governor Evers told reporters in Madison that the best way to solve the country's immigration system is with legislation, and questioned the effect that mass deportation would have on industries like agriculture. The promise of mass deportations was a staple in the Republican campaign strategy this fall, but Governor Evers says the state will do everything it can to prevent that. The Superior Public Library has a new space to offer local residents a chance to unwind in peace. According to library officials, the new Serenity space is meant to give visitors a place to take a minute to decompress or calm down their overstimulated kids. The space can meet the needs of varying sensory sensitivity levels with things like weighted blankets, string lights, and toys for kids to fidget with. It can be booked for up to 45 minutes up to a week in advance. Residents interested in using the Serenity space can call or email the library. The Spooner Area School District is looking for input from the community during their search for a new superintendent. According to school officials, the district is asking residents to complete a survey on the school website to help them determine what priorities those residents want to see addressed by their eventual choice. The survey can be found under the Announcements tab on the website and will be available until December 13th. The website also has more information on the process of the superintendent search for residents. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
The Pack gets ready for Seattle. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's back to work for the Packers, who play the Seahawks in Seattle. Next on Sunday Night Football, the Seahawks beat the Cardinals in Arizona yesterday 30-18. Cardinals quarterback Kyler Murray throwing two interceptions in the first half that the Seahawks converted into a pair of touchdowns. Women's college volleyball, Wisconsin and Marquette headed to the Sweet 16. The Badgers will face Texas A&M, the Golden Eagles against Utah. Both matches set for Friday. NBA, the Bucks at home tomorrow night for an NBA Cup quarterfinal against the Orlando Magic. The Bucks beat the Nets 118-113. Doc Rivers on what made the difference in Brooklyn versus losing in Boston on Friday.
The difference tonight than in the Boston game. Tonight, we trusted everything. Giannis made a great pass to Bobby for a three. Dame had the three, but they were closing out and he swung it to Chris. That's called trust. That's how you win games. When you start doing that, your team becomes unguardable.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Mostly cloudy and rather mild today, with high temperatures above freezing reaching the mid-30s. As chances of rain rolls in, turning to a wintry mix and flipping to all snow tonight, as temperatures fall below freezing to the teens. Accumulations look to stay under an inch. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 30.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain.
Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Jeffrey from Madison.
I worked for the city of Madison for 34 years. Act 10 cost me $42,000.
Yep.
In 1977, the state of Wisconsin passed a law that says public employees cannot strike. With Act 10, now we can't bargain for working conditions and benefits, so they basically turned public employees into second-class citizens.
Yes.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Dom Selvia.
Jess P.S., Dom's producer here. Next time, catch Dom and Jess back in the studio to chop up the news with our favorite FDR Democrat or socialist. Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Nightlight with Peach Schwabba.
Good morning and welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, and Calvin Butenoff coming to you live from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. You can call, you can text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. It is the time. It's 11 o'clock. It's time for the Civic Media Statewide Text to Win Contest. Our grown-up gift list is now underway. So here is the word you need to text using the Civic Media app. The word this hour is snow, S-N-O-W. The word this hour is snow. This is for an overnight stay at Chula Vista Resort. Each hourly entry qualifies you for one of the grand prizes in the grown-up gift list. Everything from an espresso machine to robot vacuums. There will be 8 grown-up gift grand prize winners from this statewide text to win contest. So you have until noon to text the word snow, S-N-O-W, via the Civic Media app. You have to use the app, so if you don't have it, just go to wherever you get your apps. Download the Civic Media app. It is absolutely free. We are very delighted to be joined by our colleague and friend and host of Nightlight with Peach Schwabba from 6 to 8 p.m. You're so famous, I didn't know if you'd actually be able to join us, Pete, now that you got your whole own article in the Cap Times with a headline that reads, PBS host, screenwriter, shines nightlight on Wisconsin with radio gig by Victoria Davis. Well done, Pete. Nice article.
Thank you. That was really fun. I've been reading the Cap Times for years, and I have Rob Thomas, who used to work for the Cap Times, on my show quite a bit to talk movies and TV. So, yeah, it was fun. It was fun to get some downstate pub for this northern Wisconsin boy.
Absolutely. Well, you have quite a history. So for people who are not familiar with your background, take us back a little bit to all of the things that you've done.
You want me to go, like, prenatal or start?
Maybe not, yes. Prenatal.
Yes.
Maybe start, after high school or college.
I wrote a couple jokes in the womb. I don't use them anymore. I'm proud to say I've written some new stuff since. I started in show business kind of when I was in college. I just started doing stand-up comedy. I did some contests in Chicago. And then I, for about 7 or 8 years, was Chicago-based as a comedian, traveled all over and was on TV, which was fun. And then got lucky and sold some screenplays when I moved to LA and sort of put stand-up on the back burner. But since then, I've been writing primarily and doing some acting. And I've always had trouble kind of picking a lane. But I've done some really fun stuff and met some great people. And since I moved back to Wisconsin, I've been hosting, doing some on-air stuff for PBS Wisconsin TV. And found a home here at Nightlight, which is fun because I get to talk about all the stuff I've experienced over the last 30 years, which has been really just a gas, you know?
Well, and it's a really lovely way to wrap up the day. I think for folks, if you're tired of news and you're looking for something that's just a little more light and isn't necessarily so angst driven, you know,
unless box office numbers. Yeah,
right. But what kind of stand up did you do when you were out on the circuit? Was it observational? Was it, what kind of stuff did you do?
Very dirty.
Really?
No, I was not. I was pretty, Mostly clean, you know, because I wanted to be on TV. And then, so, but, you know, Greg knows all about that world, and being a comedian himself, you have to have your clean sets.
Yeah.
Pardon me. And then, you know, I would have more fun maybe, or take things a little further when I was on the road and that kind of stuff. But it was observational for the most part. And I wrote jokes as well, but I also told some stories and stuff like that. You know,
I've always thought that writing clean comedy is much harder. It's always easy to go to profanity and crudeness.
Right.
Right.
And Greg, back me up. If you agree with this, Greg, like, my thing is, I don't care if someone's dirty or not, but you have to make me laugh clean first. If you're funny, that's great. Then I don't care, you know, but it's the guys that relied only on being dirty or using swear words or whatever.
Yeah.
Yes.
Kind of like, yeah, whatever. And they're hard to follow too on the road. So that's no fun either.
The a lot of times, I mean, it depends on the room, of course, but a lot of times the comics who rely on more profanity or more blue humor, you know, that kind of thing, they tend to be more like raucous and energetic, and they can, and if you go up there with like, well, you know, what's really weird about airline food is, and they're gonna be like, what is right. this? I think when it comes to clean humor, because to me there are there's clean humor, which can be suggestive. It have bad language.
Sure. Right.
It doesn't say anything outright, but it leads the listener or the viewer down a path to make their own conclusions. There are people out there who do. I mean, Pete, you know this. There is a whole circuit of clean church comics who go to churches and do family friendly. You bring your 4-year-old to this, 100% clean, and that is one. You make so much money.
I know.
They make so much money doing this. And two, the parameters are so strict. I mean, it's not.
I bet.
So, like, there's different levels of clean. There's different levels of dirty. And my thing with dirty is that if you can simply pull out the swear words, because I find that a lot of comics, they're saying those words because they're just popping their heads. They don't, like, I have a word where I have to say the F word. I have to say that F word to make the joke work. If I say any other word, it doesn't work. I also don't have to do that joke if I don't need to.
Sure.
But like, right. if you listen to a comic, you can say, hey, you just don't swear. All your material still works, but you're swearing on stage. And you're not a blue comic. You just are right. kind of, you're not memorizing your script, if you will.
Exactly. No, that's a great point. And then I think there's something in between, like the dry bar.
Yeah.
You know, they're clean, but they're not like there's squeaky. Like church comedy. Exactly. Right. So pardon me, but you're right. And like I said, pardon me, those guys are hard to follow because you know, especially the guy that will go up and do like all local jokes.
Yeah,
you know, you got two guys traveling and in fact I made a film called The Godfather of Green Bay, and Thomas Lennon plays that character to a T. He goes up and does all the local humor, gets the crowd all riled up, and then he introduces the next comic as a Bear fan, so he's digging himself out of a hole, you know,
right off the bat. Yeah.
Yeah. And it can happen no matter where you go. There's those guys that they just want to go up and kill. They're not looking down the road. They're trying to get laughs right now from locals or take the easy road, whether it's swearing or just local jokes that only the locals would get, you know.
I have so much respect for guys for anyone who does stand up.
Yeah.
I think it's an incredibly difficult art form. Mm-hmm. And I had the opportunity to try it a number of years ago. Will Durst. Will Durst, Waukesha guy, in San Francisco for years. And he actually invited me to open for him a number of years ago. I was so bad. I was so bad.
How bad were you?
It was two nights, and I went home and rewrote my entire set.
Yeah.
So it was slightly less bad, but still kind of bad. But I wrote a lot of stuff about growing up at a funeral home.
Yeah. Which is great. Material. That's great material. And even though it's very specific and pointed, like not a lot of people can relate to it because everyone's been to, most people have been to a funeral home. Most people have been to a funeral. They know about death and they can access that dark humor point. Like, of their brain.
Right.
And that's a very, very, it's rife with
possibilities. Yeah. That was the longest 22 minutes of my life. I will never do that again.
He had you do 22 minutes.
I don't remember. Maybe it was, I don't remember how long it was. It just felt like an eternity.
Yeah.
I find it interesting that you killed with funeral home jokes.
Hey-o.
And you died on stage.
Oh,
so you really threw a...
Pete Schwab, everybody. Nightlight here on Civic Media. Stand up.
Pete Schwab is the host of Nightlight, and you can hear it weekdays from 6 to 8 p.m. all across the Civic Media Radio Network, all things entertainment and movies and television. And
it's really fun to be on that show, too. Like, it's just a good time.
Oh, you guys are both great guests. Yeah, it was fun. And Jane, you know, I've been a fan of yours forever since we're doing news at WTMJ, and you guys both have great senses of humor. So it's fun. And that's what we do on Nightlight. We talk music, comedy, movies, TV, current events, fun stuff happening in Wisconsin. We do like ghost stories once in a while. We just try to keep it interesting, but also kind of lighthearted for people to kind of unwind after a long day, that kind of stuff.
Exactly. Well, and you had John Legend on your show. How did that come about?
You know, it was, we kind of piggybacked on the whole political campaigning thing. You know, a lot of these celebrities wanted to get on local radio, especially in swing states. And John was good enough to come on the show, and he talked politics a little bit. And then I used the opportunity to sort of ask them about, or ask him or other guests about what they're up to and that kind of stuff. And he had a great sense of humor. Like, he laughed at my crazy jokes, and he was just a really, really solid guy.
Yeah.
You know, and a very good interview, and very, very seasoned at being interviewed. You know, you can tell the people that really know how to make the host feel good and how to get their point across. He was great.
He is an entertainer in the classical sense of the, singer, dancer, piano player, actor, all the things. And that when you see him interviewed, he just has a style that just says, hello.
Like, I'm cool.
Yeah. Like, if this was a couple decades ago, he'd have a cigarette in one hand and a glass of scotch in the other. And be like,
in a smoking jacket.
Exactly. Welcome to my show. I'm John Legend.
Right. And he's the guy that like was playing the piano for church groups. He was a church music director at like 16.
Wow.
So this guy is like so confident in his abilities. He has no pretense. It was just like, he's a real guy, or at least that's how he came across, you know?
And what I love about that is that he could be a real poop because of all of his accomplishments. Right. And he could be standoffish. And I'm sure you've done some, not great interviews with celebrities. I know I have. And think about who was the worst interview you ever did, Pete. I would be very curious to compare.
Well, as someone who's been a real poop during an interview, I will say that, I don't know. You know, when I've been interviewed, that's been rough. But I would say, you know, I've had a host that tried to either be funny immediately because he thought you were a comedian.
Yeah.
And he was getting your name wrong and he couldn't wait to do time and temp as opposed to the interview. Like, that kind of stuff. But I would say most of the celebrities I've interviewed, Jane, whether it was, you know, on the radio or just or working with them as a writer, are just pretty down to earth people. I've heard other people's horror stories. I really don't have any horror story like that, though.
Well, that's nice. I have a couple. We're going to continue our conversation with Pete Schwab on the other side. Stay close. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
It's the center of the kringle-making world. Racine County wears the crown, and bakers like those at O&H create more than 10,000 of the delicate oval-shaped pastry every single day.
Just a great pastry. One that's hard to make, though, hard to replicate.
Peter Olison is a third-generation owner. O&H is celebrating its 75th year, but do you know if Wisconsin considers the Kringle our official pastry? The answer coming up.
The 500 square foot corner bakery to offering our products by mail.
Baker Mike Massanellis says their Kringle is shipped near and far.
The tradition began when the Danes came to Racine in the late 1800s. And it is that past and present which created our official state pastry, the Kringle, in 2013. And it's a you can't have just one slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Todd Alba Show.
Pat Kreitlow, all your time in the media, television, radio, what have you, what was one or two of the oddest things that people were complaining about?
As a TV anchor, your hair.
You have some of the finest hair around. How could anybody criticize your hair?
Oh, well, because a consultant forced me to change it.
Were there focus groups?
I'm not aware of any focus groups other than the audience, which universally hated it. It was a bowl haircut.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
We know what happened the last time Trump applied this ham-fisted tariff policy. He had to write a $12 billion check to farmers because he crushed so many of our agricultural exports. It drove up the cost of single-family homes because the cost of lumber from places like Canada went way the frick up. Everything got more expensive.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Matt Mayer on Air. Jane Matt Mayer, Greg Bach, and the Board Lord coming to you from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that Putz de Leon continues to actively ruin. We are talking to our colleague, Pete Schwabe, host of Nightlight, 6 to 8 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network. I just want to remind you to get out your phone, get on the Civic Media app, and text the word snow, S-N-O-W. Text the word snow until noon today. Every hourly entry qualifies you for one of 8 grand prizes. It's our grown-up gift list statewide text to win contest. This hour, text the word snow, and you could pick up an overnight getaway to Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. And again, if you don't have the Civic Media app yet, just go to wherever you get your apps. It is absolutely free.
Absolutely free. Get it, Pete Schwabe, comedian extraordinaire.
But is the word snow? I'm just trying to text here.
You can't win.
You can't win, Pete.
You can't win.
No, I'm sorry.
Because you work
for this company. I have a lot of thoughts on this one, Pete. Lots of thoughts.
Andrew from Maine, by the way, texting in and casting aspersions on you and having Todd Alba on your show so that he can promote his hour to text in so he can win the contest. It doesn't sound like you're disputing that.
It's like this nefarious. No, I did have Todd on. He was great.
He is great
on the cam. And he was, like Todd and I had a handshake deal to split the winnings. it didn't materialize. He said something about inappropriateness. Whatever. He's got his thing.
Todd said something about inappropriateness. Amazing.
He would never do that.
You know, the guy who I have his promo so ingrained in my head, the watch Netflix and chill.
Yeah.
Invite people. I hear that in my sleep. Literally, it's like a song you can get out of your head. And at first I was laughing at it because it's very funny. And he and Aaron are hilarious. And I'm like, stop thinking about Todd Alba watching Netflix. That's all I can think about.
I assume tonight you're going to talk about some of the Golden Globe nominations because these just came out today. I got to tell you, Pete, I feel so out of it because I haven't heard of so many of these. So like for Best Motion Picture Drama, we've got The Brutalist. Never heard of it. A Complete Unknown. That's about Bob Dylan. That I know.
Yes.
Conclave was about a new pope. Dune Part 2. I don't need to see that.
It was about more Dunes.
More Dune. Nickel Boys and September 5th. I haven't heard of any of those films.
Well, you're not really behind, Jane, because a lot of these films come out toward the end of the year. They want to get them in time for the award shows. So I haven't seen, there's no excuse. I should have seen Conclave by now, but I live in kind of a smaller area. It was in the theater for like 5 days.
And that was it.
Close to Thanksgiving. Yeah. So that's on Netflix you can stream that now, I think, and pay the $20, which I'll do. But The Brutalist doesn't even come out, I don't think, until December 20th. So a lot of these films people haven't had a chance to see yet, you know, but and you can stream Emilia Perez, I think, on Netflix right now. I think that is available. I haven't seen it yet. Have you seen it, Greg?
I have not yet. I love Selena Gomez, and I just cast looks amazing. But that's a lot that they're doing a lot nowadays is they're putting them in the theaters for the minimum amount of time they need to be in
to be qualified.
Because before that, Netflix couldn't get an Academy Award because it's home viewing. So now they throw it in a movie theater for a weekend and they qualify, and then they, you know, spend $200 million on a Santa Claus movie.
Well, and the Brutalist is like over 3.5 hours. So, you know, that's brutal enough, but you have to watch that. You got to plan your whole evening. Or
seriously, what is it about?
Well, that's an A24 movie. Those movies are artsy.
Right. Yeah. Adrian Brody, Guy Pearce, Felicity Jones, I think. It's a post-World War II drama.
Okay. Yeah. Wow.
Looks great.
Now, schedule some time for that one.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to pack a lunch.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. And then this is a bone of contention for me.
Oh, God.
I'm sorry, Greg Bach, but we...
Uh-oh.
Best TV series for musical or comedy, Abbott Elementary. I'm good with that. Hacks.
Love it.
Absolutely. I love that show so much. Only Murders in the Building. Fine. Nobody Wants This. Never heard of it. The Gentleman. Also never heard of it. The Bear is not a comedy.
That's a tough one.
I will die on that hill.
Whoa, James.
I will.
Listen.
And he's rolling. Greg is rolling his eyes.
Hill's already flown solo on your
her show. Hills are Jane's hills are real well thought out, let me tell you. My goodness.
Yeah, it's a toss up. I mean, I do laugh when I watch the show, but I don't know.
It's a drama. It's a drama.
It's a dramedy.
It's not a dramedy. It's a drama.
Okay.
The Bear and Hacks, there's no comparison.
That's true. There's, well, I agree with that. I laugh more at Hacks, but yeah. I don't know. Who knows why they do it?
Because they can win.
Yeah.
Because if he had to go up against the other dramas, they might not do as well.
I don't know. I think they'd probably destroy it.
Best TV series drama, Golden Globe nominees, The Day of the Jackal, The Diplomat.
Day of the Jackal is boring.
You said The Diplomat is really good.
The Diplomat's so good.
Love The Diplomat. I've been watching The Day of the Jackal. It's I like it. I stuck with it, but it starts very slow.
Yes.
But there's some good turns as you go. It's good. It's decent.
Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
I hear really good things about it.
Shogun.
Same.
Oh, my God. That movie, that show destroyed last year, too.
Us.
It did. It took. But I don't get Shogun. First of all, I'm mad because it has so many subtitles. I can't play video poker and watch it at the same time.
However, to concentrate.
Yeah, but like nothing happened at the end. I'm like, I was so let down, and they killed off a main character. It was good, but I don't get the
It's
love
only going to be one season. It's a limited. It's done. It's done.
Oh, I heard. Okay. Yeah. Well, that makes sense then. It kind of has to be.
Also, Slow Horses. I've heard good things about that with Gary Oldman.
I like it a lot.
And
I got through the whole thing in about 3 weeks.
Oh, no kidding. And Squid Game.
Yeah. Yeah, no,
I've not
you.
Seen Squid Game.
Mm-mm.
Can't bring myself to watch that. Have you seen the news about Keira Knightley, though? She, not a lot of people know this. In Love Actually, that scene with the cue cards with Andrew Lincoln. She was 17.
She was 17.
Playing a newlywed to a guy who's like 10 years older than her, and then being wooed by a guy like 14 years older than her.
And she told him, this is creepy.
Yeah, wow.
I cannot believe that. I had no idea. They should change the name to Love Predatorially.
I knew she was young. I didn't realize she was that young. My goodness.
Crazy. I didn't either. I had no idea. It's kind of hard to read that even now.
Yeah.
Check out Pete Schwabe tonight and every weeknight from 6 to 8 p.m. with Nightlight across the Civic Media Radio Network. Thank you so much, Pete. Really appreciate it.
Thank you guys very much. Have a great day.
News is coming up next. When we return, we're going to talk food, and we'll wrap it up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing, Drink Up Edition. You're listening to Matt Nair on air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. In addition to their requested budget increase, the Wisconsin Public Defender's Office is asking the state to add limits to some criminal charges to reduce how often they're filed. According to their proposal, the Wisconsin Department of Administration wants a more concise definition of criminal disorderly conduct and to do away with state criminal charges for marijuana possession. Officials from the state public defenders say the changes could save their agency as much as $8 million in 2027 with significantly reduced caseloads. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is now accepting applications for grant funding to expand the recreational fishing community. According to a press release, the DNR is offering reimbursement grants of up to $5,000 for things like angler education programs, accessible fishing training, and camp fishing programs for kids. Funding for the Angler Recruitment, Retention, and Reactivation Program comes from the Federal Sport Fish Restoration Fund. A total of $30,000 is available for distribution among grant applicants. Residents of a nursing home in Rice Lake have been temporarily relocated after a significant building failure. Officials from Dove Healthcare in Rice Lake say the facility suffered a water pipe burst, forcing the temporary relocation, and all 46 residents have been moved to a facility in Spooner temporarily. Nobody was reported injured during the water pipe burst or the move, and officials say they've connected with all the primary contacts of the residents. Dove Healthcare's Rice Lake employees will continue to care for those residents. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is inviting residents to a public meeting to discuss future Lake Superior fish stocking plans. According to a press release, the meeting will address the future of brown trout stocking with the fishing season recently getting underway. DNR officials say two of every three brown trout harvested from the lake are produced by their stocking programs, and recent evaluations of the stocking programs could improve the overall population. The DNR will also discuss splake and walleye regulations. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Joker 2 was universally panned as a terrible movie by critics and audiences alike, who in some cases walked out during screenings. There is at least one dissenting voice, though, in director John Waters, who says Joker Folie à Deux is one of the best films of 2024. According to Variety, the director of Hairspray was quoted as saying, "Finally, a love story I can relate to," and added, "Stupid critics, Gaga so good, Joker so right, die, dumbbells die." That's John Waters. If you're curious to see if you agree with Waters or the rest of the world, Folie à Deux drops on HBO Max Friday, December 13th. The film stars Joaquin Phoenix and Lady Gaga and is directed by Todd Phillips, who decided to make the sequel a musical. Critics and audiences seem to agree to a letter, or number, how good or bad the film was, as Rotten Tomatoes posted a 32% from each group. It might be worth a watch, though, and a little less painful if you decide to watch it in the comfort of your own home. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Mostly cloudy and rather mild today, with high temperatures above freezing reaching the mid-30s. As chances of rain rolls in, turning to a wintry mix and flipping to all snow tonight, as temperatures fall below freezing to the teens. Accumulations look to stay under an inch. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 30.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
"When the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out."
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Earl Ingram.
Mr. Ben Wickler, he is running for the national DNC chair. The fundamental problem was the Democratic brand. Do you think that is the case more than the Harris campaign?
Core answer is yes. The Democratic brand, it's not what we necessarily do or say. It's what people have heard and internalized. And that, to me, is an argument for thinking about how and where we communicate, making sure we are present in places where people are thinking about stuff other than politics.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Dr. Kristen Lierley, who will address all our health needs to make us more efficient TV watchers. Then Nightlight will really go up in smoke when I welcome Rose Bauman from Legacy Cigars.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Sandwich, sandwich, I'm in love with you. You've got lettuce and tomatoes too.
We need more of this, Kelvin.
Wait, What was the... Just mayonnaise and cheese?
What's the song, Calvin? Where did you find this?
It is Sandwich by Perry Grip. I don't know.
Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Calviente on the board, coming to you from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can join us. You can call. You can text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. It is day one of Civic Media's latest statewide text to win contest. It's the Grown Up Gift List Contest, now underway. We will give you a special word that you need to text in via the Civic Media app.
Mm-hmm.
So if you haven't downloaded it yet, go to wherever you get your apps. Download the Civic Media app, C-I-V-I-C, Civic Media app. It's completely free. And then you can text in the word. 7 a.m., 11 a.m., 1 p.m., and 4 p.m. It's your chance to pick up $100 in cash or an overnight getaway to Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. And every hourly entry qualifies you for one of eight grand prizes, including a robot vacuum, espresso machine, some pretty nice stuff in there. The word this hour is snow, S-N-O-W. The word this hour is snow. So if you haven't done so already, text the word via the Civic Media app. Text the word snow, S-N-O-W, and you will be entered. And then your next shot is in the 1 o'clock hour with Todd. So make sure you join Todd for that as well. I feel so out of touch, and I hope I'm not the only one, because you guys both know about this.
Oh, yeah.
I've lived here almost all of my life, and I have never heard of this. Mm-hmm. This is an article in today's Milwaukee Journal Sentinel from Rachel Bernhard. Headline reads, "My Kingdom for a Classic Chopped Cheese Sandwich in Milwaukee."
Okay.
You've heard of a chopped cheese sandwich?
I have. I've eaten a chopped cheese sandwich.
Calvin, have you had a chopped... You've heard of a chopped cheese sandwich?
I've heard of them. I've never had one.
So, I have never heard of this.
Okay.
Never, ever.
I mean, this...
And when I first heard it, I thought, so what? It's just a bunch of slices of cheese on a sandwich.
Dear God, no.
That's not what it is.
Not at all.
Why don't you explain it, Greg Bach?
Well, as far as I know, like, a chopped cheese sandwich is... So there is one available at a little restaurant called Sazzy Bee's in Kenosha. And I've had a couple times now, and a chopped cheese sandwich is very simple. It is literally just chopped up beef, like
ground beef
with, with cheese and like lettuce. You can throw pickles on there if you want. You don't have to, but it's basically like a burger that you just chop it up and you put it on a bun.
So it's a different name for a hamburger. Isn't that a loose meat sandwich?
Oh, I don't know what the parameters of first of all, terrible name for a sandwich. Yeah. I just really do not like that at all.
I go with you on that.
But, I mean, I'm now looking at what a loose, yeah, honestly, it looks like a tavern sandwich, it's also called. I don't know what the difference is. Loose meat looks like it has the potential of being almost sloppy Joe without the mixture.
Okay. Without the lettuce and stuff?
Whereas with the chopped cheese, the binding property is the cheese. So you put you chop all the meat up, mm-hmm. and you put the cheese in there, and then you put it on the bun. The bun's usually like a hoagie roll, a small hoagie roll, or a small brat roll, or brat bun. And I mean, that's about it. I will say the one at Sazzy Bee's, I don't know if this is like with all of them, but they're also very salty. So but I'm telling you, Jane.
Is it delicious?
It's so delicious.
According to the article in the Journal Sentinel, a chopped cheese sandwich includes ground beef griddled mm-hmm. with onions, chopped up together, topped with American cheese, lettuce, tomato, mayo, and ketchup, served on a hero roll wrapped tightly in foil.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a cheeseburger sent through a shredder.
Yeah.
She says this is so much greater than the sum of its parts. That's high praise for a sandwich. The crisp lettuce and juicy tomato offset the deep umami flavor of the charred beef and sweet, soft onions. The blanket of cheese that binds it all together is melty, gooey, and marvelous.
I'm not very good at that kind of food talk. All I'm just going to say is, like, it's a chopped up sandwich that tastes good.
See, and where I would vary from this
yeah.
is I would not put ketchup on this.
You don't have to.
I think you would ruin it.
I mean, you can put whatever you want on it. Personally,
it's not
like a Chicago dog thing where you, oh my gosh,
there's very specific rules.
Yeah, the parameters are deep.
Hot Dish Pastry has debuted a chopped cheese special on the menu that includes pickles. As you said, apparently you can do this any way you want. What I want to know is, am I the only dummy who has never heard of this before?
Well, first of all, let's stop with that talk, okay? I'm sure there's other things that you've had that I've never had, I've never heard of. So it doesn't mean you're a dummy.
Well, it just seems like everybody knows about chopped cheese sandwiches.
But it's not, in my opinion, Calvin, back me up here. I don't think this is a Wisconsin thing. This isn't a Wisconsin staple.
Yeah, no, I don't think this is a Wisconsin thing at all. The reason I know about it is really just because I'm chronically online, and like there was like a trend for a while where this guy in New York, and I actually think it was the guy running the bodega, not actually the person going in that to his TikTok account, was it? But they'd like go in and be like, yo, can I get a chopped cheese on a roll, and like do their order, and then he'd like make it for him, and it was like a TikTok thing. So that's how I'm aware of what a chopped cheese is.
I'm telling you this right now, Jane, I need more of Calvin being like, hey, yo, give me a chopped cheese on a hero roll. Yeah, make a face.
She does say in this article, I had heard about the beloved regional sandwich, the sandwich popularized in bodegas across New York, specifically in Harlem, where the chopped cheese sandwich is said to have originated in the 1990s. But before she had hit the mothership in Bayview, she had never had a chopped cheese sandwich, and she's a big proponent of having it wrapped in tin foil because it makes it all nice and melty.
Does help with the melting. There is a food truck park right by the Laughing Tap, which is the comedy club that I'm a co-owner of. It's called Zocalo. It's a food truck park, and there was a place there called Meat & Co. that had a chopped cheese there. I never had a chance to try it, and Vanguard, as it said in the article, had one once. But I would say if you want, like, the only place that I know of that has it on the regular, on their menu, is Sazzy B's in Kenosha. And it is good.
They open later in the day, though.
They open at, like, 4 o'clock. But they also have weekend hours. They have a great brunch. We're not endorsed by Sazzy B's in any way, shape, or form, but we'll take free
food. We're open to that.
We're open to endorsements and free food. But I honestly, like, I will, what I might do, I just don't know how they reheat. Maybe what we could do is... get ourselves a chopped cheese.
Okay.
Tape your reaction, and then we can put it on the show. Because I don't want to bring in a cold chopped cheese and reheat
That's
it.
Not
it might
fair.
Not be,
yeah.
It might not be good.
I agree.
But like I said, they don't open till 4, but it's worth it, and their brunch is spectacular. The best potatoes I've ever had. But that's the only place I know that has it on the regular.
If you have fond memories of chopped cheese sandwich and you would like to share it, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Maybe you know there's a place where you are.
Yeah, yes.
You know, wherever you are across the state, maybe you're in Oshkosh and there's this great chopped cheese sandwich.
Yeah, I just tweeted at Rachel Bernhard the suggestion on Sazzy B's. If we know more, we can help her out. Because, and also, is there a food that you, like, have you ever heard of the chopped cheese? If you have you not, is it something else called there? Or maybe there is a food that you all of a sudden heard about. Like, a lot of people don't know what, because it's kind of an old-timey term, S on a shingle.
Oh, yes. Chip beef, right?
Chip beef.
Yep.
It looks disgusting.
It does look disgusting.
But, oh, mother glory, is it tasty. It's, once again, it's a high deliverer of salt.
Yeah. Oh, big time.
Yeah.
Andrew from Maine texting in, listening on WAUK. Jane, I have never heard of chopped cheese sandwiches either, so you are not alone. Thank you, Andrew.
There you go. You're not dumb. You just never heard of it. It's not a Wisconsin thing. I mean, you've heard of the chip beef. You've heard of cannibal sandwiches.
Yes.
Those are
yes.
Wisconsin proud.
I would love to know if you've got a chopped cheese place in your area. You can sing their praises right now. At 855-752-4842. While we're on the subject of food.
Yeah, I'm hungry.
I know, because we talked about this a couple of weeks ago, right before Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking about tater tot casserole wars.
Oh, my God.
And our engineer, one of our engineers, Chris Casper, texted in and said he was going to make a corned beef tater tot hot dish. And he did over the weekend. And I got to say, it looks so good. It looks really, really good.
Looks like he's like, oh, I think I'm going to try it. This looks like he's been making it for decades. It looked perfect.
Yeah.
It looked delicious.
Chris is a really good cook. He's a great, I call him Soupmeister too. He makes great soup.
Soupmeister?
Soupmeister.
I'll remember that one. Mm-hmm. Well, now he is casserole meister.
Hot dish.
Hot dish.
He was very specific that it was a hot dish.
Okay, whatever. I don't really, fine.
But so you start with very thin ground beef and then a bunch of sauerkraut and then a bunch of Thousand Island dressing.
Mm-hmm.
And you mix that all up and then you add, I'm assuming it's Swiss cheese. And you mix that all up and you spread it in the pan and you cover it with tots. And then, of course, because it is Wisconsin, you have to put more cheese on it.
More cheese.
And more Thousand Island dressing.
That's right. And then you bake it up. Wha-bam!
We're going to have to make us one.
Correct. I think we're going to have to ask our station manager to install a full kitchen with working oven.
Just for that.
Yes. And then we'll have a cooking class we will do once.
Cooking with Casper.
Oh yes.
We'll just have to knock out a wall and put in a full kitchen.
It's fine. It's easy. We'll have Calvin do it. He's young.
Tony on the live stream. I've also never heard of it. Thank you, Tony. Okay. I want to try it now.
I know.
It sounds yummy.
Yes. Let's put down the whole I've never heard of it thing. Let's just go out and do it. Or make your own. I mean, it seems like a very easy sandwich to make.
It does, but there's something about the griddle, though. There's something mm-hmm. magical that happens with a griddle, and I do not have a griddle.
Yeah.
Don't you think? I think that there is a different, I think things caramelize differently
on
a griddle.
Maybe a griddle pan, if you have one of those, possibly. But, I mean, at the very least, give it a shot.
Well, we will include this in our show notes if you would like to check out the chopped cheese sandwich, this article from Rachel Bernhardt. In today's Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, it really does sound pretty tasty.
I'm so hungry now. I didn't have an appetite at all this morning, and now I just want the worst for me food.
Well, we're going to continue sort of along the food vein.
Oh, we're going to ruin your day, folks.
Coming up, it's This Shouldn't Be a Thing, Drink Up Edition. Yeah, that might kill your appetite, so then you won't be quite so hungry.
Yep.
Don't forget, you have until noon to text the word via the Civic Media app. Text the word snow, S-N-O-W. The word this hour is snow to have a shot at picking up an overnight getaway to Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells and then be in the running for one of eight grand prizes in our statewide text to win contest. So if you haven't done so yet, text the word snow, S-N-O-W, and we will return with This Shouldn't Be a Thing is Stay Close. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Sandwich, sandwich, I'm in love with you. You've got lettuce and tomatoes too. Mayonnaise and cheese, you're the one for me. Whoa.
You're listening to WBZH, Hayward's home for the Todd Allbald Show.
Progressive presents Employee of the Month. Small Business Edition. Today's recipient from Terry's Tiny Homes, Terry!
Terry! Sure, as the only employee of her company, Terry was probably the front runner, but saving money getting personalized discounts with a commercial auto quote from Progressive, well, that gave Terry the edge. Over Terry.
Terry! Terry!
Keep awkwardly Terry, chanting your own Terry, name, Terry. You Terry. Deserve it.
Woo!
Be your own Terry. See if you could save in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
You're an organ donor, right? Here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Heroicdeed.com.
Ho-ho, the holidays are here, and it's time to pick a present from the grown-up gift list with Civic Media's statewide text-to-win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of the grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on the grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win in the statewide contest. Ho-ho-ho!
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Aaron Zommers, so you watched a film called Hot Frosty.
The main character puts a scarf that she does not know is enchanted around this snowman, and he comes to life, and he starts streaking through the town.
Is there any sex in this movie, Aaron?
There is not.
I think they're missing a perfect thing to go with a fetish snowman thing here.
Gotta bet that audience is huge.
What's your kink?
Snowman.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Welcome back to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, and Sweet Cal B on the board. Coming to you from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. You can call. You can text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. If you're watching on the live stream, you can leave a comment there as well on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. It is the hour to text the word.
Mm-hmm.
Via the Civic Media app, you must use the Civic Media app to text in the word snow, S-N-O-W. Text the word snow by noon today, and you are in the running for an overnight stay at Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells and have a shot at one of 8 grown-up gift grand prize winners from our statewide text-to-win contest. This hour's word is snow, S-N-O-W, for an overnight stay at Chula Vista Resort. If you have not done so yet, text that in via the Civic Media app. Your next word will be coming your way with Todd Alba at 1 o'clock and then Dominic Salvia in the 4 o'clock hour. So make sure you tune in for that. It is 11:53. That means it is time for
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
If you ever have a thing you think should not be, send it in to Greg and me at Jane Says, J-A-N-E-S-A-Y-S, Jane Says at civicmedia.us. Today's Tisbet is Drink Up Edition.
Oh, God.
From Food and Wine magazine. Headline reads from Stacy Lisaka, drinkable mayonnaise is now a thing. A convenience store chain is putting Nomu Mayo, its new drinkable mayonnaise, through a test sale period to see how people respond. Have you ever been in the middle of making a sandwich, smearing on your favorite mayonnaise, and thought to yourself, man, I really wish I could just drink it?
I'm going to stop you right there. No.
Because if so, you lucky thing, now is your moment. Last month, a Japanese convenience store chain launched Nomu Mayo, a drinkable mayonnaise that you can pick up in a cup and start chugging away before you even leave the store. Yes, Greg Buck?
First of all, tons of questions.
Yeah.
This wasn't invented in Wisconsin?
It was. This is in Japan. So you can't blame us for this.
No, but I feel like, also, with enough perseverance, every mayo is drinkable.
true.
Yeah.
Probably not safe.
Well.
But true.
When you hit drinkable mayo, I really feel like, quote unquote, safe isn't top of your list.
The convenience store chain Lawson describes Nomu Mayo as a chilled drink mayo that fanatics have long been waiting for. And it sells for about $1.30. It's actually not mayonnaise, though. So you can't go and get your can of Hellman's and, I mean, I guess you could. According to one user on Twitter who tried it, the product is made with milk, dairy-type products, and mayonnaise seasoning.
So this is mayo-flavored water. Cream.
Or mayo-flavored, yeah.
Mayo milk. Shake. It's mayo shake.
Yeah. They're putting the product out for a test sale period to see how people respond. And while the general reaction online has been confusion, it has also led many to at least be curious enough to try it for scientific reasons.
I'm sorry, but the word scientific and reason are doing some real heavy lifting on this one.
One commenter on Twitter said, "I love mayonnaise, but I draw the line at drinking it."
I love finding people's bottoms.
And one person just said, "No, no."
See, here's the problem: is that they have their mayo shakenaise, shakenaise.
Oh, shakenaise.
What's America going to do to put their foot on the rock and roll like monitor of life to like strap guitar and be like, "Oh yeah, you have drinkable mayo. We got drinkable ranch."
Watch this.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a really good point, Greg Bach. One Reddit user who tried drinkable mayonnaise said, quote, "I just tried it and it's awful. Just like you'd expect. Liquid mayo, salty, mayo-y, maybe a bit dilly. Not sure about the last one, but I couldn't handle more than one sip." Another Twitter user said, "I tried it so you don't have to." Tipped it down the drain.
We'll
keep up on this and see how. This is just a test run for drinkable mayo in Japan. Drinkable mayo is now a thing.
Whether we like it or not. And thus we open this second envelope of the apocalypse. Calvin, as our resident young person and daredevil in chief, would you try the drinkable mayonnaise?
No.
Okay.
I guess I don't understand what was stopping people from drinking mayonnaise before.
Well, I think it's they've thinned it out.
They've thinned it out
so that people can drink it.
Yeah.
So, and what is mayonnaise seasoning? That's a whole nother debate.
Well, my guess is it's the seasoning of the egg and the oil.
And that's kind of it.
That's pretty much mayonnaise, right?
It's eggs and that's what I thought. All right. Well, anyway.
Now we're going to drink it. We're doing it. I feel like we're in. We're so curious.
We'll do this with our, that can be our drink for our chopped cheese sandwich. That wraps up today's episode of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
We have news coming up next, followed by Todd Alba from noon to 2 p.m. He will have your next word for our statewide text to win contest coming up in the 1 o'clock hour. So stay tuned for that. Thank you, Greg and Calvin and all of our engineers. Without you, nothing works. And thank you most of all for calling and for texting and for listening. It means the world. I hope you find some joy today and you have the chance to share it. Keep it right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll see you tomorrow.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll take a look back at the weekend, update you on the news, and get you into the holiday season as we prepare to travel to Seattle. Join us then.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted.
A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.